From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. All the major U.S. market indexes are down around 2%. They're retreating from last week's gains after Germany downplayed the idea that a solution for Europe's debt crisis might be reached during a summit this Sunday. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 222 points, around 2% at 11,422. NASDAQ off more than 50 points at 2617. S&P 500 down 21 at 1204. Opponents of a long-term care program included in last year's health overhaul are cheering a decision by the Congressional Budget Office that could make it easier to repeal the program. As NPR's Julie Rovner tells us, the CBO says that wiping the CLASS Act from the books would have no impact on the federal deficit.
The Obama administration announced last week that it couldn't implement the home-based long-term care program as written because it couldn't figure out how to set premiums low enough to attract enough people to make the program self-supporting. But it stopped short of calling for repeal because officials say the need for long-term care insurance remains substantial. Republicans want the program scrapped permanently, but they faced a budget problem. The program was structured to collect 5 years' worth of premiums before anyone could collect benefits, thus technically cutting the deficit. But now CBO says with no implementation, it won't count a repeal as a cost to the budget. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A prisoner swap agreement between Israel and the Palestinians is unfolding. The Israeli Supreme Court has heard petitions to block a deal with Hamas that would have hundreds of Palestinian inmates released in exchange for one imprisoned Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit. The BBC's Kevin Connolly says Palestinians in Gaza are already preparing for the release of more than 450 prisoners.
It is a little premature, and somewhere I's are still being dotted and T's crossed, but the sound of celebration already fills the air in Gaza City. This was a wedding party making its way towards the main square, where in less than 24 hours, huge crowds are expected to gather to welcome home their returned prisoners. To the Israelis, and to many in the wider world, they are men and women of violence. But Gaza is preparing to acclaim them as heroes.
That's the BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting from Gaza. Yemeni authorities are reporting at least 18 deaths and 30 injuries in the latest clashes in the capital, Sana'a. Witnesses say people were caught in the crossfire between those for and against President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who continues to fight mounting demands for his resignation. The Dow is down more than 200 points. It's at 11,431, down about 1.8%. This is NPR. Higher demand for home electronics, vehicles, and planes is a big factor behind September's increase in overall factory production. The Federal Reserve finds factory output rose 0.4%, the third straight monthly increase. Chad Moutray, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, says U.S. manufacturers have overcome earlier troubles caused by natural disasters and the resulting nuclear crisis in Japan this year.
It's nice to see that we're moving beyond the supply chain disruptions that we had in the spring. And, you know, the Midwest and the West are doing relatively well, and a lot of that is because of increased output in machinery and motor vehicles and obviously computers.
Industrial production has also risen slightly, contributing to a nearly 13% increase since June of 2009. An American Catholic priest at the center of a debate about women's ordination has been detained by police in Rome. As Sherry Lawson from member station WNKU reports, Father Roy Bourgeois traveled to the Vatican in support of his nonconformist belief.
Father Roy Bourgeois is facing dismissal from his Marinal order because he supports women's ordination. In 2008, after he delivered the homily at the ordination ceremony of Janice Severduszynska in Lexington, Kentucky, the Vatican ordered Bourgeois to recant his support for women priests or risk excommunication. Bourgeois has consistently said he will not recant and calls the issue one of justice.
Who are we as men to say that our call from God is authentic, but God's call of women is not?
Bourgeois and members of the Women's Ordination Conference are in Rome asking the Vatican to lift its ban on women priests. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.